Okay, to this I am implored, because I would normally just wave it off as yet another fantasy and dream. And in any case, I put this to the records, the following idea, concept. Try to raise funds, find Patreons among prominent Vaishnavas, including Alfred Ford. Try to find a couple who are really influential among those class of people. And present to them the following concept. Vaishnava film studio. When Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada traveled to the West in 1966, with the mission to spread the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavad Purana all over the world, that he had been given by his predecessors, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Acharyas, he had from the very beginning, or he, from the very beginning, he made it clear as he saw these teachings, this culture, as, which is of course the, including the major geist of Indian Sanatan Dharma culture, was, as he said, the prime benediction for humanity at large. Said, I'm not coming to convert people to another religion. But to realize themselves and how we are all the family of God. Now, these men stressed the value and importance of mass media. Because it was a new, powerful way to widely spread messages or knowledge and information allowing a single writer to be heard by hundreds of millions of people. At that time, mass media was mainly about book publishing and journals. Now fast forward to the present day. What used to be limited to journals and books back then has now formidably exploded. And the power of media today is immense. As is clear to see by its influence. Both in the lives and worlds of us individual people. But also in presidential elections, revolutions. power available. Today, to directly influence the minds of people is staggering. Whether it is being used to create illusions and exploit or to enlighten and cooperate. It is in the light of this that we here make a proposal for the establishment of a Vaishnava film studio. Now, someone may say there are already Vaishnavas making film here and there. What is the need for another one? Well, this colon first of all, whatever exists now, there is room for and need for much more. There is a vast, huge audience out there. Second of all, the way to actually reach your audience today is not just about procuring production and distribution. Facilities. Today you can make a movie with a smartphone. It's about getting the attention of your intended audience. And keeping it, upholding it, it's about telling stories. That can win people's hearts. to do that, oops, and to do that requires the same creative expertise as it always has. Watch the end credits of any movie. And look at all the many fields of expertise. Or departments of expertise needed for such a production. Storytelling is an art, a craft. Of captivating your audience and pulling them into a story and narrative. That gives them something. Hopefully something valuable, beneficial, happy, and true. Looking back at history, the greatest wisdom in a culture was given in the form of stories. Of course, India is a prime example with the Ramayana, the Mahabharata, the Puranas, and so on. And it's the same all over the world. So the ancient sages too knew you can best embed knowledge for people and the society to live by, to be happy and successful in life, or happily and successfully. In India, it is said that the Brahmanas, the learned in society, the learned people, is the head of the social body. Helping the others' parts with knowledge for how to do that. And we are talking about cultures that as far as our historians know stood stable and prosperous. For thousands of years with relatively minor upheavals. Disturbances compared to what we have seen in just 100 years. Well, if you ask an Indian, many will say that these cultures were upheld by the Mahabharata and the Bhagavad Gita and the Ramayana. A story is told by a grandmother to the kids. Not just for the universities, but knowledge explained in ways that ordinary, even ordinary simple people could understand. And benefit from. Today, a lot of storytelling is going on. In fact, there are stories everywhere. On the little screens, we tend to watch a little bit more than we may even be aware of. Now, this proposal is then obviously for the creation of a facility on a Vaishnava ground that can educate and employ such production teams and provide a studio environment equipped for such productions. From the script development to the distribution and financing. And for this, we are here seeking patrons. There are, of course, some ways this can be made. A concept we like is to combine an educational facility where especially Vaishnava youth can get a high quality college level, college standard media education. There are already some schools like that in, for instance, Sweden, where we are. Where you can also receive significant state support. has a university level education, the Swedish educational system. Parallel with that, a full-fledged film studio meant to do a commercial production. The advantage is that the students can then directly work in an actual professional environment. Learning from actual professionals and having opportunities to continue working in the studio after education. That is one concept. There may, of course, be a few more that can be discussed. The first step in the formation of such a studio project would be, of course, to gather a team of qualified people who will then continue and fill in the details. Who would be the customers? We have a unique media situation today. And when we're talking about film studio, that is just to have a relatable word, because what we are really talking about is a conglomerate of media today that seamlessly blend with each other. Films, TV series, YouTube channels, social media. And of course, traditional books and magazines, and also games. All these today work more and more together. That was a parenthesis. Well, let's take a historical example. An example from Hollywood history of a situation that was a bit similar. After the golden years of Hollywood in the 30s and 40s, the big studios had become too big, and too heavy on their clay feet. Running extremely expensive mastodon productions. And becoming big factories more than creative outlets. Then in the 50s, some new crazy independent filmmakers where that went out in the desert, building cheap inexpensive Western town sets and shooting low-budget cowboy movies. Others did monster movies, science fiction movies, and they were low budget B or C movies. But what they did was to directly sign up movie theaters around the nation as customers, and this way bypassing Hollywood and selling their movies directly. To the end customer. This became very successful. And Hollywood had met a competitor. Today, it's a bit the same or similar. Hollywood is still here, of course. It's a dream factory. And there are indie filmmakers but also something new that makes the little movie theaters of the 20th century pale in comparison the new online video platforms. Netflix. Via whatever it is. I forgot the names of them all, but are now popping up like mushrooms, and we are quite sure this is only the beginning. And more importantly, while the audience is not anymore in the millions, but the billions, the production and distribution means are now so affordable that an indie company with a modest, very modest budget can produce Hollywood level material. And can just as the indie filmmakers back in the 50s sold their films to movie theaters, sell their productions directly to distribution channels such as Netflix and so on. Some even publish directly on platforms such as YouTube, and build permanent audiences and fans. By the millions and billions. Making a good income, not by freak accident, but by a skillful and professionally carried out a methodically carried out plan for how to bring their story out, reaching a large audience. In short, whatever happened in the 50s, we see repeating in a turbo, hyper version. Mm-hmm. But it is a strange beast, this modern media monster, as some may call it. Thinking of it mainly as stupid social media and with gossip and superficiality. But it is, but at the same time, whatever we say and think, we all look at those screens. It won't go away. The question is what people find on those screens. Well, of course, in our market economies, they will find that which makes most money to the producers. Well, just imagine the next Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter or Game of Thrones. Being made by Vaishnavas. And by the most talented script writers, directors. Again, stories can change a world. Especially that of the young, which helps to shape their future and their lives. So we make this proposal not only because there is a ripe market for it, but because it is a chance to invest not only expecting an ROI in the form of the numbers we call money, but in a much greater and more real value, of improving the life, not of only of oneself, but of many. There is only so much happiness and fulfillment to be achieved by self-centered gratification. But there's no limit to what we can share with each other. And as we can learn even from the old wisdoms, and we understand that we're all twigs and branches on the tree of life. And learn to nourish each other and ourselves by watering the root of the tree. Understanding we're all rays of God, connected as rays of God. And that is the actual remedy, the Bhava Shadi, for the benefit of everyone living here, including ourselves. So, we simply ask you to consider this proposal, which is here very briefly described. In the hope of conveying the vision and inspiring you to share it. In another document we will describe a bit more in detail our current ideas for how and where this project could be developed. And that document you will find here, in case you're interested.